Good afternoon. This is Diamond with customer service. Returning
Hello.
your phone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good afternoon. This is
Hello.
Diamond with customer service. Returning your phone call. Give me 1 second, sir.
Yes. Where does that knife go tonight?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. This is Diamond with customer service. Returning your phone call.
Yes.
Yes, sir. How may I assist you today?
I'm questioning you. First of all, this is Phil Clifford. I'm questioning a charge on a MasterCard.
Yes, sir.
That I'm not sure what it's for. It was on 12/6.
Yes, sir. Can I get that? Can you verify the address for me so I can make sure we're on the right account?
20218 Corbridge Road, Southeast, Monroe, Washington, 98272.
Yes, sir. Please bear with me while I get into the rest of your account to see what's going on, to see what you was charged for. Yes, sir, please bear with me. It's still loading. You said you was charged on the 4th. Of this month?
Now, first of all, I've made 2 phone calls. You are apparently the agent the agency that is taking these calls, because
yes,
I can understand the different companies.
We're the third
I know you're the third party. That I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I've made 2 phone calls for 2 different charges, and what I'm trying to find out is what the charges were for each of those charges. One says it's for appliances, one says it's for supplements, and I have no idea exactly which one it is.
Yes, there was either
a charge on 11/3/22. Or 12/6/22, they're for exactly the same amount. There was another charge in October for $574, and I have no idea what that was for. Trying to do is find out what those charges were for.
Yes, That $574 was for a generator that you signed up in the entry to get the, you pay for the shipping and the handling, but you never received the generator, and it was a zero balance. It was zero balance that was approved for a Hero Body Aid supplements, and the generate for those last two charges is basically you when you signed up for the generator and never went back and took your credit card off that information. That's the reason why it charged you $67.32 for the generator membership.
What generator membership?
When you, that's $574. This is when you signed up for a sweet the sweepstake entry to win a generator. When you pay just for the shipping, it circulated, and the generator was a membership, and it charged you last month and this month for it. That's the reason why. That's what they charged from. That's what they $63.32 charge from is from the December 4th and November.
Well, cancel mm-hmm. all of those charges for the simple reason that I received absolutely nothing.
Okay.
And I'm not going to pay for nothing.
I understand that.
Now I know what you're talking about. And yes, there was a...
The generator?
Yeah.
But that, but the Hero Body Aid, that never went through. So you're good for that one. That one never went through.
Which one was that?
The one that you said that went through for the supplements. The supplements never went through.
Well, I was charged for it, though.
No, you wasn't. It says 000. What did they charge you?
They charged me $67.32.
That's
on
for the
12/6.
Membership. That's the membership for the generator.
Okay. Like I said, refund both of those charges.
Oh, okay. I can do you a 30% on last month. And I can
You'll do 100%, or I'll just keep the charge.
No, sir. Basically, the only reason why I can't do 100% because it happened last month, the beginning of last month. The only one that you can get full is the one from this month.
Well, okay. You do the 30%, then I'll dispute that charge.
And when you dispute it, you won't be able to get it, and that's not going to be on us.
If I dispute it, they won't pay it.
If you dispute it to the bank, it's going to take it, and it's going to stop, and it's going to go into investigation. Okay, go ahead.
You dispute, first of all, on the 12/6/22, the appliance or what the hell, okay, yeah, it's a generator.
That's going to be full price.
Okay, and you're going to refund the $67.32.
Yes, that's going to be the full price, but the one from November will not be.
Okay, you do the 30%, and then I'll dispute the other one.
Sir, you're not listening. I just said I can give you the full price, but the one from last month that was going to be only 30%. So you want the 30% and not the full price? I can do that.
No. Okay, I want the third. I want the full price on the on the 12/6.
That's going to be back into their bank account. That's $67.32. It's going to be back in your bank account 3 to 5 business days.
Right. Okay. Then on the 11/3/22.
I only can do 30% because it happened last month, and they happened earlier within last month.
You go ahead and if you do the 30%, first of all, I'm going to dispute the whole charge.
Okay.
For the simple reason I received absolutely nothing.
Okay, and when you dispute it, your bank is going to go into an investigation and see that that they were authorized.
They weren't authorized. The only thing that I authorized was the $5.74.
No, I'm saying that they're going to look at it saying that it's authorized because it say approved. By saying approved, that means it's authorized through the person that did it, through the person name that's on the card.
I was the one that did it.
And
I
by
knew
them,
exactly
and,
what I did.
And when you
it
get
was,
your, go ahead. Go
it
ahead.
It was a promotion that came up that said that I had won a generator, but I had to pay $5.74 for shipping. I paid the $5.74. I did not authorize anything about $67.32. No, I did not authorize it. I didn't need to see anything about it. There
and
was
when
nothing
you're, and
in
when you,
the promotion about it.
Did
I
you read the terms and conditions?
$5.74. Ma'am, I will dispute it. And
okay.
If I have to, I'll take it to court because it's a.
No, but I'm saying, but
it's a fishing attempt to get people to sign up to things that they have no idea what the hell they're signing up to. Even if you read the fine print, it doesn't dictate out exactly what the hell you're signing up for.
And when you get the bank to call back and we give the bank that information, they're going to go through it and say that it was authorized. It's not going to, like, it's not like we saying that the bank is going to say it because it says approved. If it said decline, then they won't go into
yes,
it.
Yes, but approved by whom and for how much?
You're gonna. You said you're going to talk to the bank.
$5.74.
Okay,
a,
both of those.
Of all,
okay,
credit,
sir, we can just end this.
Union.
Both. Okay, it's going to be back in both of them, 6732 is going to be back in your bank account in 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you ready for your confirmation?
Whole,
I just canceled it.
Yes.
Are you ready for your
confirmation
number?
Yes.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in Charlie. 263-047-443.
And I suggest that you tell the company to stop.
I don't talk to that company, sir. I don't deal with that company. We're the third party that has nothing. We don't talk to them. We just go on and about what they go, how they run their company and how they run their transactions and everything that's going on with them. We don't really talk to them.
Well, maybe you should.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a good day.
Thank you.